There is a book by my cousin, Aquarian Gospel. So in that book I have read, there is a Greek word, Christos. Christos, sometimes we don't say Krishna, we say Krishna.
Yes, in Bengali particularly.
Yes. So this Christo word means anointed. Krishna's face is anointed. And love also. And this title was given to Jacob on account of his love for God. So, on the whole, the conclusion is Krishna, or Krishna means love of God.
So, Bhagavatam has tried to argue that the entire Christian legend of Srimad Bhagavatam has been borrowed from the West.
How did he do that?
Well, that is possible. There was some exchange, people came from Greece here, and he just came.
But the Greek civilization was not developed by the
Greek. But he doesn't date it so bad as 5,000 years.
Our authority is there. Bhagavatam is not as good as Ramanacharya, Madhvacharya, Shankaracharya. Nobody can give credit to Bhagavatam more than these acharyas or Chaitanya. So how his proposition can be accepted?
He was knighted, you see, by the British government.
Yes, yes. It's like Nehru bribed one Mukherjee, Radhakumud Mukherjee, doctor, to write book for it. He has supported Tulsa.
He supported
If I was the Western government and you handed the most perfect novels to me, I would knight you also, in the name of my son.
So, Radhakumar Mukherjee, he has supported culture. He has given a post and made a parliament member, first of all. So, this poor man, 500 rupees per month, he has better. And then in this way, he takes more money like this. If you pay money, British government's whole policy was that if the Indians had kept strict Hindus, it is next to an impossible to govern. So therefore, the Nepalese policy, they changed the whole policy. How the Hindus will think everything mentioned in the Shastra is nonsense. They are trained. And Nehru is the first class. Trained. Everything mentioned in the Shastra, the Arya Samaj, they also wrote Sattatta, so many. And Dr. Radhakrishna. They would, all these scholars, they would never mention any shastra more than within 1,000 years. That means...
Otherwise they are not his scholars.
No. Otherwise they are not.
At any rate, where it came from...
Because, according to Darwin's theory, the forefather of monkeys, so, their theory is in long before there were monkeys only. How first high philosophers have first put down.
It is true that in England there were only monkeys.
On this theory all their philosophies. So if they give credit the Indians were so high scholars and clever, then the whole theory is spoiled. Because brain is developed. The background of brain was monkey. Yeah, how such philosophical high my scholarly one can be done. This is the Bhagavad is accepted as we accept 5,000 years ago it was written, then their whole civilization becomes top ten.
About Bhagavad also he says that there is a mention of Buddha and Bhagavad and many descendants of Buddha who lived
the Buddhists, they don't accept that verse. Kipitesi bhavishyati. Buddha nama janaya sutra. They do not accept. About Buddha, in Hindu literature and Vedic literature, there is mention bhavishyati, future. So that is degree, that is insulting. Therefore, they do not accept this verse. Neither we say Buddha is incarnation of God, Keshava, Dita Buddha, Sarita. They do not accept this. They think it is inside. Yes, Hindu gods. But in one Buddha temple, I have seen, Pinas, there is Vishnu Murti. Yes. Or any Buddhist.
Dr. Chanda has found many. Dr. Chanda has found many Vishnu Murtis in Buddhism.
Yes. Especially in Malaysia.
I'll speak of Malaysia. Pinang is Malaysia. Dr. Chanda has found some.
Yes.
So, they were seeing Vishnu. And Buddha Dharma is an offshoot of Vedic religion. That is the proof.
Om Tadvishnu Paramam Padam. To this man, he says that's the proof that Vaishnava is an offshoot of Buddhism. But Vishnu is in the Buddhist temple. Who can say that? Chaitanya, who is reading this book, can say that since Vishnu is in the Buddhist temple, that is a proof that Vishnu is an offshoot of Buddhism.
Yes, he can say like that. But after they cannot say, Vishnu is long ago mentioned, Buddha is later. Buddha can be from Vishnu, but Vishnu cannot be from Buddha.
So how do they speak of that chronologically? They don't accept the Srimad Bhagavatam as 5,000 years old?
No. This is wonderful.
No,
the
document. You promised to give me a photo of Prabhupada. If you have bought any collage photo, so we are now in page 87.
Huh?
Yes.
More, 92.
92?
I still don't know yourself.
Yes, actually, Kapoorji, I do not know how things have been like this. Tell you frankly. I am not ready. But things are going on like this. That it is something like. Of course, I am not comparing exactly. Just like Krishna could not understand about his potency, and therefore he became a Radharani teacher to understand himself. Of course, I did a comparison. Things are taking very wonderful. Very wonderful. But see, these boys and girls. Seriously, they are taking.
Oh yes, yes, there is no doubt about their earnestness.
Yes.
And people are, this is just what strikes people. How can these people be so sincere and so honest?
So I simply
advise
that. I simply advise that. That you regularly chant the 16 rounds.
Yes.
Not more, we cannot, we cannot communicate with that status. But there must be one Sankha. Sankha Purvaka Namaka. They are observing that and the regulatory principle. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no mess. And they are following other instructions. So they are wonderful.
You know, Damyaji's daughter-in-law, wife of Vishnuhari Damyaji.
Vishnuhari went to see me in London, for a few days' wife.
So she told me, she said, the moment is all right, but they are so strict, such strict rules and regulations that are imposed upon these people. How long will they be able to follow them?
That is surprise.
This is bound to fail, he said. I say it will succeed just because of this. The rules and regulations imposed upon them are like strong fences put around them to keep Maya away.
Because they are following it strictly.
Strictly.
Maya cannot touch.
Maya cannot touch.
Yashastra vidhimu siddhya bhaktati kāmaka. Not with dhīn dhāna. Krishna says, vidhī bhaktati. Masti
pāma. Masti pāma.
Masti pāma. This is practice. Practice from the book. Cover. No. It's a real photo.
Yeah, copy.
Copy.
It's fine. No, it seems there is a Radha Krishna photo in the background. Which is cut.
You can read some of that. It is not very nice.
It's a nice one.
Give me afterwards. There's no hurry. And what about those photos you see you took in Tamandati? That lady in car from every time I go there.
Who's who?
Mahaprabhu's photo? Mahaprabhu's
photo? Ishwara Dasa, actually. Ishwara Dasa, I mean, but Ishwara Dasa?
Yes.
He has many books, so that's why we're there.
If you give me the negatives, I'll get them.
Give some prasadam.
You're observing Kashi today?
Yes.
Kashi today?
Ekadashi. Hala.
So you want to go in for that peaceful land? That
yes.
Garden?
Yes. You like that peaceful
land? I like it.
Yes. Nice. Three sides road. And good locality.
No, this one is all right, of course. This land actually purchase is very well situated. No, but that archer,
yes. That is an inquiry.
But you want to expand afterwards.
Yes.
This piece of land may not be sufficient.
No.
And that may not be available afterwards. So if you can go in for it just now.
Yes. So what actually
Subhadaswami must have told you.
He mentioned that he thought 60,000. He was not positive.
Huh?
He was not sure, but it was they both. Both said
60,000,
they were not sure.
Since both of us said 60,000, I think we can get each other.
But that is very much a lot. And it is about two times as large as Mr. Dalmia's land, and Mr. Dalmia was asking
50,000. No, he had percentage for 50,000. 60,000 is his entire cost, including expenses. I asked him to get 60,000. So from that point, that is the
Yes.
You have more extensive building on it than Dalmia.
What about the adjoining land?
Which one?
Some adjoining land behind.
Adjoining which?
That 60,000.
Bodh Maharaj got this land very cheap.
Oh, yes. He got it for nothing.
Only 30,000?
No, even less, I think, about 10,000. But he
had to spend much money.
He got it, he was requisitioned for the college.
Oh.
Requisitioned.
Abhinavan University. Because the apartment got
it. That's all he called it. Then he had to go into litigation.
Oh, yes. Much litigation. And was in danger.
He was in danger.
Still it's not finished.
Not yet finished.
Not yet finished? That litigation is still going on?
No, I'm
building. Building, huh? The construction is going on.
Now he's getting money.
Now he's getting money. The institution has been recognized by the government.
He's not here in prayer.
Perhaps not, I don't know.
He's gone to Delhi.
He was trying to force me, force the principalship of his college on me. When I came here after my retirement.
Yes. I know. Want, you can come sometimes, European countries, for different branches.
Why you made me leave Vrindavan?
You see, no, only because you have got some background, so you can have a very good chance to speak in big institution.
That's all right.
And our movement is supported in that way. That is the name.
I was out from Vrindavan for about 1.5 years, as I told you.
Yes. That was also
that's the hell. Yes. Although I was with my children, you see, small cities, lovely people, you see. And still, you see, I didn't like to say
that.
I came away. And as I was returning to Vrindavan, you see, I think it was by way of punishment, you see, for remaining outside Vrindavan for such a long period, that a strange thing happened, you see. And Radharani made me undergo a crash before I came back.
What?
You see, what happened was, it was the
Prahlad Shiva. In Jonathan Arika?
No.
Prahlad Shiva is the exact English.
Atonement. So, I was made to undergo atonement. I was coming to Matra. I had to drop down from Tufan at Matra. And I had a trunk and a bedding with me. Sanatan Shiksha of Radha Gurunath Tika, a big volume, about 1,000 pages, that he had given to me for revision. So that thing was there. There was one
word. Bengali?
Hindi. One more manuscript. And of course there was some jewelry also, because my son had been recently married, you see, as well, there was some jewelry also. That was not the material as this manuscript.
Yeah.
You see? So I went to the station master, he said, do anything, then I ran back to the train.